Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim, like Big Bruh, come along.
Sign up for those classes by going there. You can also add anything to the show that you would like, or let us know anything that you would like to be added or talked about on this particular radio program that's every Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. And that is at, or you can email me at Kofi Speaks at nsfradio.org. That's Kofi Speaks, KofiSpeaks. And we're excited to be here. I'm giving all honor to the Most High, giving honor to him for my wife, the Honorable Maya. I can always call her honorable because she lives a life that is able to be honored. So I do so at every chance that I get. And I'm thankful for her for being a faithful wife, faithful person, faithful mother, great human being, and, of course, a great supporter. And as I speak, she speaks. So we give honor to her, to my children, Marsha, Malcolm, Betty, Isabella, and Solomon. Daddy loves you all very much. And to everybody who's listening, we're thankful to be on. So let's go ahead and get into it real quick. We are going to be talking about your vehicle. Now, not the vehicle that you drive, so to speak, right? Not the vehicle that you get in that takes you on a plane, but your vehicle to be able to get you from point A to point B in your life. I was thinking about this today, you know, doing some stuff at the job, and I was thinking about different things going on in my life, and I thought about maturity and certain things that have happened and taken place, and certain things that I've started to find easier in my life simply because I have a vehicle. I was always really good at different things that I've had, but it got really hard in different jobs and things that I had in the past because I did not necessarily have a reliable vehicle or the vehicles that I would use, such as the train or the bus or sometimes even rides from other people, even if dependable, did not necessarily get me to and from places as quickly as I needed to be able to get to. And therefore, because of the lack of vehicle, you know, and not being able to do things whenever I felt was necessary or a way that was as supportive of the life and lifestyle and mindset that I was trying to be involved with, when it came to that vehicle, when it came to those things that were going on, I realized very quickly that it, you know, I used to be extremely tired. I used to be exhausted. And sometimes I would, you know, especially when I had two jobs, 2 8-hour jobs going on at the same time, I may not have even been able to make it home on the vehicles, right? Because the train stops running at a certain time. So there were times that I would sleep outside or I would sleep inside an elevator at a train station, all types of things, just because my vehicle was not something that was, you know, something that I could use right away. However, as I've gotten older and been able to have now a more dependable vehicle to be able to get to and from, I've realized that now, even if I'm not feeling it, you know, a lot of times you're not feeling like going to your job, you're not feeling like going to help the community possibly, maybe you're not feeling like doing certain things that you know need to get done around the house. But because I have a steady vehicle, I've realized that as long as I can get to the place that I need to get to, once I arrive, I will find the energy. I will find the mindset. I will find the, I will find what's necessary inside to make happen what needs to happen. And that has been a big change in my life recently. And we'll get to some phone calls, too. We'll open up for some phone calls for a little bit. In a little bit, I see 904 on here. I see 202 on here. We will try our best to get to you guys in a little bit. I just wanted to lay out a little bit more of this. And once again, you listen to Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. Also, take time out if you would like to check out nsfatherhood.org and see if you can find some Kofi Speaks gear or email me at NSF Radio. You'll be able to actually get some of the gear that we're using to be able to help change lives. And we're excited about that. But getting back to this vehicle, so when I realized that now in life, because my vehicle is something I can depend on, as long as I can get to where I need to get to, I will find whatever it takes to do what I need to do once I arrive in that place, right? I have that in me to finish that which I start. So even if I have to wake up extremely early, you know, 2 something in the morning and have to be somewhere by 4 something in the morning, even if I'm not looking forward to getting up, and it's hard for me to get going and things like that in the morning, and even if it's difficult for me to get started when I get there or at least find what I need to get going, as long as I can get there, I'm finding that it is pretty easy for me to do what's necessary. And we can say the same thing in our lives, right? A lot of us have issues with the vehicle that gets us from point A to point B. You have no problem dealing in point A because since you're there, hey, you might as well do what you got to do. You have no problem being at point B, right? But getting from point A to point B for a lot of us is a problem, right? How do, for example, having home to take care of is fine and having a business to take care of is fine. I might not necessarily always be up for everything, but I will take care of it to the best of my ability, right? However, the question becomes, what is the vehicle that allows me to be able to get from just being at home or just having a job or whatever to having some other streams of income, right? What is it that can take me from just doing the mundane everyday thing to knowing that I have multiple streams of income? What is the vehicle that's going to be able to take me there? And I think a lot of times we take care of the destination, we take care of the job, we take care of the place, but we don't take care of the vehicle. Even your body, right? What are you doing to make sure that your body is the temple, right? How are you taking care of your temple? Are you eating correctly? Are you sleeping enough? Are you hydrated? These are things that I have to ask myself consistently because if I be honest, I'm not always taking care of my body the way it needs to be taken care of. But these are things that your body needs, you know. And so am I hydrated? Am I, my wife makes sure that I have things like smoothies or different things that she does to make sure I'm taking care of my body. Am I having enough green food? Am I eating enough vegetables, right? That in and of itself is going to take care of a lot of magnesium, or depending on what I'm eating, I might get potassium from it. I might get iron from it. I can get all these different things from what I'm eating. What are you doing to take care of the vehicle? Even your mind is a vehicle. Your brain is a vehicle. What am I doing to feed those things, not only nutritionally, but even psychologically, right? The word psyche in the Greek, which is where we get the word psyche from, actually means the soul. The soul can be the place where your habits sit, where the spirit meets with the body. Where your passions can reside. What am I doing to feed the psyche? If I have a psychologist, the word ology, when we break down the word psychology, psyche, once again, is talking about the soul. Ology is the study of. So when I go to see a psychologist, I'm going to somebody who studies the soul. Have I become a personal psychologist? Have I become a self-psychologist? Have I become somebody who studies my own soul, studies my own habits? And what are the things that I can become better in? This is why, even in the book that I've written, 10 Days of Motivation, we're actually working on a new one that's going to be 20 Days of Motivation. Hopefully will be out sooner than later. Just have begun to put pen to paper, so to speak, on that. But even in that, there's something I talk about in one of the days or chapters, and we talk about vision, purpose, value. What is the vision that I have, the place that I'm going, the purpose that I have, which is every day doing something that helps me towards that vision, and then how much do I value that journey, right? Vision, purpose, value. So VPV, these things are crucial. These things are important. These things will help lead us to where we are trying to get to. So these are, and even that purpose that I was talking about, that really is also your vehicle. What am I doing every day? What is my everyday? When I wake up day to day, every day is a vehicle. So every day, what is my vehicle? You know, when you got to drive your vehicle, you got to make sure there's gas in your vehicle, right? When you drive your vehicle, you have to make sure that the wheels are good. You have to make sure that you're rotating your tires from time to time. You have to make sure that your oil is checked in every certain amount of miles that you're putting time in to change that. You've got to check on the engine. Right, you got to check on your radiator. You got to know the different parts. Even if you're not going to be able to change those things yourself, you should be aware of those things. What about your serpentine belt? Right, if your belt's not good, your battery won't recharge. Or if your belt's not good, your car will not run. The battery is not what keeps the car running. The battery is what starts the car. So what about your battery? In your life, your battery. How do you start your day? And how do you recharge your battery, right? You have to start your day, but use things in your day to restart or to charge yourself back up. So when you get some sleep and wake back up again, you are recharged. You know, when it comes to the to the gasoline you're putting in your car. There are things in your life that every day are going to evaporate, that are going to be used, that are going to burn out. What are you doing to refill those things every day? You know, who are the confidants, those who are about you in your life, to do that for you? Who are the constituents in your life? They may not be about you, but they're for what you're for. And so for seasons in your life, they'll be there until they no longer feel the need to be there because they can find another vehicle to get there faster, or they can find, or they, you know, for whatever reason, are no longer for what you're for. What about even the people that are against what you're against? They might not even be your friends. They might not even care about you, but they will help you to fight the things that are against you, because the very things that are against you are against them. These are all vehicles to be able to get us to much faster the places. And so these are things that are necessary to talk about. But, you know, today's show is not that long. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines real quick. Before we do that, though, once again, you are listening to Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. We are on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. If you are listening live, you've called in. We've got a couple callers waiting that we're going to get to in a little bit. But we're thankful for you guys for listening. Also, we have a chat, so if you'd like to go ahead and get into the chat, I'm looking in the chat right now, trying to get things started. So feel free to join us. So feel free to join us in the chat and be part of the conversation. We'd love to be able to participate with you there as well. Also, too, want to take time out to let you know that we have so many different shows on NSF Radio now. We have a show on finances. I believe it's Friday at 10 o'clock p.m. So check that out. Same phone number that's on here to dial in, 516-418-5805. Also, too, take time out to listen to King Cam. If you know him from TikTok, you know him as Marcus Speaks. And he's on every Monday and Wednesday at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And so take time out to listen to King Cam doing great things and teaching great things. He's teaching. He teaches. He also takes time out to make sure that he educates. He himself is an educator by trade. So if you have ever had some thoughts, he speaks a lot on Africa, a lot on Kemet and different things like that. If you'd like to be able excuse me. If you'd like to be able to check him out, once again, he's on. The show is called The Midnight Oil, and he's on 10 o'clock p.m. from 10 to midnight every Monday and Wednesday with music and a lot of different things. Let's listen to him himself describe his show.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
Awesome, awesome. So check that out. Also, too, I co-host the show with Brother Alfred, and we have a new co-host. I'm not sure if he'll be permanently with us, but he'll be with us for a little while, and we would like for you to check that out. That's every Thursday p.m. We actually just – we've been talking a lot about relationships lately, and last Thursday we actually talked a little bit about divorce, and probably we'll revisit the subject some, if not on Thursday, at some other time. But we're thankful for that show as well, and that's actually led by the person who started NSF Radio, Brother Alfred. So take time out to listen in on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. That'll be tomorrow, and Thursday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, if you want to listen in some more. But thank you guys so much. Thank you for those who have been holding. I'm going to go ahead and go to the lines. I see I'm going to go to 202 first, if you would like to say something. If not, you don't have to say anything, but if you would like to go ahead and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to let them be known. So 202, we're coming to you first. You are on Kofi Speaks Radio on NSF. I'm sorry, you are on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kofi. Just want to say great show. Your topic, vehicles, brought up a lot of interesting thoughts. I mean, your show is always thought-provoking, but I was thinking about vehicles and identifying a means for which to get to where you want to be. And one of the things I was thinking is that people are just unclear as to where they want to go because they don't know who they are in the first place. So everything could possibly start with self and then go out from there, because there's no point in looking at where you want to go, the vehicle, if you don't know where you want to go.
Yes, that's very true. And thank you so much for calling in. That's my beautiful wife, Maya, that I was talking about. And and that's actually a very good point to talk about when we're talking about the vehicle. Really this is something that's past, you know, what we're talking about now. She's absolutely right, because you do need to, first of all, identify the destination, which is the point B, I guess, if I can put it that way. And then you do also have to make sure that you talk about the start, you know, or the person that you are, which is the point A, and therefore you can know the vehicle. Because, for example, you know, if you're going to go off road, you're probably not going to do so in a sports car, right? Or at least you shouldn't. However, if you're going to go off road, you probably need a 4x4. Or you need a Jeep. Now, you got to ask yourself the question: do you even want to go off road? Do you know about yourself? Do you know your likes? If you're somebody that likes to go down the road and you just want to go as fast as you can. You know, if you're somebody in Germany dealing with the Autobahn or something like that, maybe you need, you definitely need a car that you can open up, you know. You need a car probably that reads kilometers, or at least you need to know kilometers. There's a lot of things that you would add on to there, so that's definitely something that's important. Is, do you know, point A, who you are? Do you know, point B, where you are headed? And then, you know, the different vehicles will appear, or at least you will be aware, more aware now of the vehicles that you need. I mean, think about it. If I'm going to plow some snow, I am not going to, try and attach a plow to the front of a Pinto, right? It doesn't make sense. But a lot of people, in essence, are doing so with their lives, because since they don't know where they're going, you're trying to attach. I mean, think about how many times we've even seen what I'm about to talk about now, where if you've grown up in the hood, or even if not, if you've grown up in places that are poor, if you've grown up in the trailer park, if you've grown up in certain places that are, quote unquote, you know, this is the ideology that we normally have, or, that we attach to it, where you'll see somebody driving a hoopty, right? But you see them with these tires that are too big for the car, that are too flashy for the car, really, might be too expensive, even if you had a car that they should be on, right? So they're actually messing up the car because they're not designed for the car, but the person wants to be able to say, I got rims or I got spinners on it. And a lot of people are kind of doing the same thing with your life. You're trying to do things that, look, it's okay to be flashy, so to speak, but is it even necessary? Like, think about how many people have all this money and are rich, and we see in Hollywood all the times, we see in these magazines, and then when we get to them in the when we look at them in the magazines, people love to pick up papers like Us Weekly. Why? Because they show them doing regular things, and when they go shopping, when they're with their children, when they're going rock climbing, when they're doing all these things, they're not dressing up in, you know, 3-piece suits to do so, you know. But I've seen people at warehouse jobs wearing Jordans. Right, brand new $250, $300 shoes, walking around, because in their mind they need to make sure that they're fresh everywhere they go so that everybody knows. But look, you're in a warehouse right now. Get some shoes that you can beat up, because what happens now? That's where the mindset comes. I got to fight everybody who steps on my shoes, or maybe accidentally runs over them, or I got a pallet jack or something. I'm doing something, and now all of a sudden I run over my own stuff, and I'm mad because they're scuffed up. But I shouldn't have been wearing Jordans to a warehouse gig. And we have to start thinking about that. You know, stop wearing Jordans to a warehouse life if that's your life. You know, stop having to show off for something. And really, a lot of times that comes back to what my wife was talking about, because we don't know who we are, we figure that the clothes, or we figure that the status symbols, make us who we are, rather than just being ourselves. So thank you, that's an excellent thing. We have time for one more caller, and then we're going to go ahead and get ready to end the show this morning. Not going to be on that long, but I think we've kind of hit some great stuff. But we still have 904 on the line, so I'm going to go ahead to 904. Thank you for holding, and you are now live on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio.
Peace and blessings. This is Anais.
Hey, MIT, how you doing?
I like the whole idea of the vehicle, you know, because as we go through life, the vehicle changes because we're on different terrain. we're on different kind of roads. So I just like the fact that you were talking about, we were talking about how the you're not going to use a sports car on off-road terrain. And I think what a lot of people do in this day and age is they bring the wrong tools, so to speak, the wrong vehicle for the wrong kind of road that they're on. So they mismatch them. So I just thank you because you just gave that, you know, confirmation that, you know, you have to have the right type of vehicle for this kind of road that you're going on in life.
Well, thank you for that. And that was actually a great, and once again, thanks, MIT, they're nice. And that was a great point that you brought up once again about the vehicle. When it comes to the vehicle, you know, as we grow in life, different vehicles are required. And really, I like what you said for this fact alone, is that really you should own as many vehicles in life as you can, or at least have access to as many vehicles as you can, right? Because different things in our lives are going to require different vehicles. And so just because you're doing, you know, hey, like I said, you know, there might be a time for that vehicle that is the sporty vehicle. There's a time that you might need to, you know, flex on them, for lack of a better word, right? You know, love or a better saying, you know, there's times that you might want to show up and you might want people to know, oh yeah, like, you know, you might have seen me driving this, you might see me doing this, my life might require me to do this because I get my hands dirty in life. However, yeah, when it's time, you know, I'm going to remind you the king that you see, the queen that you see. I'm going to remind you that the status that I have access to, you know, but I don't have to do it all the time. But yeah, there is a time that it's required for that. There's a time when the SUV, you know, there's a time when the family vehicle, you know, there's a time when the family person needs to be there for me to be able to get from point A to point B. There's a time when the police vehicle, so to speak, or, you know, something to defend the family, something to be able to bust through, something that has the sirens and things to be able to clear a path for us. There's different things that we have to be able to have in our repertoire. And so I like the comment together, because as we go to both calls, we have to make sure that we know who we are. We have to make sure we know where we're going. And then as we do, we have to make sure that we have access to the different vehicles and that we're learning and establishing different things in our lives, that we're constantly growing, and that we have even the relationships, those are vehicles. We have our spirituality together, that's a vehicle. You know, that we have success, because by the way, the word success is attached to successor. Therefore, I can't be a success if I don't have a successor. So do I have vehicles set up even for past myself, right? That's something that happens a lot of times. When we're talking about economics, we oftentimes forget that in economics, great economics, not just good economics, but now great economics, outstanding economics, means that our children's children are taken care of, which really means that my children's children's children should be taken care of. If my great-grandchildren are going to be taken care of because I've left vehicles in place for them, or I've left the economics in place for them to be able to afford vehicles later on, then I know I'm already in a place to where things are going to be good for my grandchildren, because they will be able to take care of their children. These are all things that are vehicles to take us from point A to point B. But thank you guys so much. I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. Once again, you can check out nsfatherhood.org to be able to help us. You can also look into kofi-40.com. That's KOFORI.com. Also, to take time out to just go anywhere, whether it's TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Halanas, Instagram, and look up hashtag Find Kofi, FINDKOFI, hashtag Find Kofi, to be able to see what's going on and how we're helping different places. And we still have the coat drive going on. It's coming up on Saturday. If you'd like to help and find out more information about it, you can go to Changing Lives Initiative, Changing Lives Initiative. .org, and check us out there. And we are excited about giving out these coats on Saturday and possibly later on in the year as well, because we've had so much help from you guys. So we thank you once again. As always, this is Pastor Kofi, a.k.a. the Shadow Band One, Pastor of Servants of Christ, where we're always changing lives one mind at a time by being a voice of the voices and seeking the unspoken. And until next time, remember that you are loved, necessary, majestic, fearfully, wonderfully made, and you'll be the difference when it comes to changing this world. Shalom.